This is Satan, and you're listening to Scott McCormick on A Demonic Hour. SLE Radio, UK.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Demonic Hour. And as things progress, well, in this country, they are progressing now. All the pubs are open. It's the 4th of July. Woo, yay, let's all go get drunk. Well, as long as you book a table and you only want to stay there for 2 hours if you can get in. Ha! So, I hope you're all doing well. We're doing well, and welcome to hell. As you can hear, we've got some scary kind of violin music going on. Scary lady's been learning the violin. I like it. That was perfect for the moment. Absolutely perfect for the moment. It built up tension and drama. Tension and drama, darling. Tension and drama. And if you like the intro, that was brand new. And that was done for me by John from Honeybone Rush. And yeah, I'm really loving that intro. That was really, really good. Thank you for that. And we played Honeybone Rush last week. Some great songs, some great music. And we will have more coming from them in the future. So as I was saying, yeah, it's the 4th of July. I hope you've been out. I hope you've attempted to go into the bars. And you've come home after your 2 pints, sat at a table where you can't speak, laugh or breathe. And now you're ready to listen to a bit of evil. Well, it's not really evil with this kind of nursery music, is it? This is hell. It's not a creche. What's going on? Where's Bruce? 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 Yeah, you see, I've allowed Bruce the cat back. He's allowed back this week because I felt a bit bad, really, kicking him out because he was quite good on the piano, really. You know, once I listened back to what we'd gone through, he was actually quite good on the old piano there. And, yeah, he did add he added texture to the show. Texture. So, what are we listening to this week? Well, same as last week and the week before. The most demonic guttural music that I can find. From the darkest, deepest, dankest parts of hell. And last week you joined me from the laundry. Well, this week I'm not in the laundry. I made it up with my mum. I did some tidying, some washing up. Got some pocket money. And, you know, bought some, I bought an internet top-up so that I could do the show and bring it to you from hell. So next up, we are going to be playing for you a band that have opened the show for me for the last 2 weeks. I love them. Their name is Sincere, and the song is Ambivalent. I hope you enjoy this band as much as I do. Like I say, I've opened with them for the last 2 weeks. They're really good. So here we go, Ambivalent.
Living here now.
Studio. Sincere. Like I say, they have opened for the last 2 weeks, and I just can't wait to hear more music from them, really. They're really good. They've got such a great sound. They've got a very professional sound. I don't know how long they've been playing together. I need to find all that out. You see, I run something else other than the Demonic Hour. I run a podcast called Drinking with the Devil, and I'm going to have all the bands on there where we can have a drink and a chat and find out more about them. And what are you playing now? The Glockenspiel. The Glockenspiel. Crazy lady is in a dressing gown with some fluffy slippers on, hammering away at a Glockenspiel. And Bruce is on the organ. Very good. And we've got Jumanji back. Jumanji, the drummer. Really good. Well, so since it kicked us off there with a little bit of ambivalent, and we are going to go all the way across the globe next to an all-female Japanese band by the name of Red Dogs. And the song is titled Red Dogs 2. And they're not guttural, demonic heavy, but like I said before, heavy doesn't always have to be, you know, make you shit yourself every time the bass player strums a string. It can be heavy in the sense it's gritty, dirty, you know, hard rock. And that's what we're all about here. We want to promote music from everywhere. And when I heard this, I was kind of blown away, really, because it reminded me of that band from Kill Bill. I think they're Japanese as well. The main sort of fight scene in the, I think it's a restaurant, and there's a Japanese band playing there, a female Japanese band, and they really reminded me of that, and it kind of took me back nostalgically to Kill Bill, which is a great film. So yeah, so like we've got a passport, we've got on a plane, we've jetted out of hell, we've gone to Japan. Well, not at the moment, because we're socially distancing, of course. So here we go, an all-girl four-piece from Japan called Red Dogs, and the song, Red Dogs. Enjoy. Sorry, I was joining in there at the end. A little bit of Red Dogs, a four-piece girl band from Japan. I hope you enjoyed that, because I certainly did. And it's good to have music from everywhere, a little bit of everything. You know, some hundreds and thousands on your cake, on your ice lolly. So yeah, so that was kind of like a punky, gritty rock, really, and a great sound, a really great sound. I love the energy, and, you know, that's what this music is all about. For me, it's about the energy, and that carried really, really good guitar work, really good drum work, and the vocals were really good, and I don't really think it matters that I didn't understand what they were saying, because, you know, after a few bottles of whiskey, it'll make complete sense to me. So I hope you enjoyed them. Please do check them out. Find them, you know, have a look on the internet, see where you can find them, or on Spotify. They're on Spotify. They're on YouTube as well, under Red Dogs. Like I said, you'll know it's them because it's a four-piece girl band from Japan. And they've got a couple of albums out, lots of songs on them, and I think they've been going from around about 2012, I want to say. I think it's 2012. And, yeah, they've got a very well-honed sound. And, yeah, what a great, 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 great bit of music. So where are we going next? Next, we're going to another new band. And this song I found really interesting as well. I really enjoyed this song. And it's got that Americanized sound again. Wholesome sound, whole-fit guitars, great vocal in it, great lyrics. And the band are called Same Gods. And the song is called Remission. And it is... You know, it's one of them songs that you almost like instantly. You don't need to sort of re-listen to it. And, well, I find I do that anyway. When I really like a song, I kind of re-listen and re-listen and re-listen. And you know, you start hearing different parts that you didn't hear the first time around. Little guitar riffs or little drum, you know, fills or spills that go on. Or, like, you know, certain words in the vocal pattern that you like. Or certain phrases, certain parts. And this band's got it all. And I think they're going to go far as well, in my opinion. And it is only my opinion, but it's a very good opinion because I'm the devil. I'm liking this, Crazy Lady. This is really good. Much better than that Glockenspiel thing you had going on, yeah. Ooh. Hey, a few bass notes, eh? Yeah. Anyway, you're putting me off. Oh, Jumanji's back, look. So yeah, Same Gods... And this song is called Remission. Ooh. We're trying to lure you in to the fact that hell isn't evil. It's a spa, really. A rather warm and fiery spa. Here we go. Same Gods and Remission.
Face down in the middle of a hardwood bedroom floor. Searching for some cold war satellite.
See, I don't lie. I told you it was a brilliant song, and it is a brilliant song. And like I said, what a great sound they've got going on. A really professional, you know, a really well-honed technical sound. For me, that was one of the best vocals I've heard in a long time. It kind of took me back to the 90s. It took me back to that kind of, you know, out of grunge, sort of just coming out of grunge and all the bands that we had coming up. The late 90s into the, you know, 2000s. I don't know. It had a lot of hints of certain bands in there. None that I can really name to put. You know, just when I'm listening to it, I think, oh, that reminds me of so and so or so and so. And yeah, I really do enjoy that band, and I look forward to hearing more from them. And I'm sure we will. I'm sure we'll have more submissions from them that I can play on later shows. You know, if I'm not grounded and my mum lets me. And now Bruce is on the glockenspiel now. My God. Bruce, play the piano. Well, that's just being defiant, Bruce. Come on, play the piano. Oh, fine, do what you want. So yeah, where are we going next? Well, that was Same Gods and Remission, and next we're going to a band, another new band, a new band to the Demonic Hour, called Borderline Case. And the song's called Taste the Blood. Now, I don't know about you, but I've tasted blood before, and it's not very nice. It's kind of irony, and doesn't taste good. Doesn't really sound like it tastes good either, does it? Blood. I wouldn't want to be a vampire. I'm glad I'm a prince of hell. Well, you know, the janitor, as it seems these days. All I seem to do is clean up. Now that no one can go out, I mean, it's not just affecting you lot, this COVID-19. You know, we've all had to, you know, stay in lockdown, which isn't good. You know, when you've been in a cage for over 1,000 years. Yeah. Yeah, God certainly pulled a good one with that, didn't he? Eh? I know. 2020, I'll give him a virus. Make them all stay indoors. Well, look what's happened. Crazy ladies learnt to play the glockenspiel. And Bruce can now play the piano. Jumanji's back on the drums. And we've got some demons who have learnt the violin. Oh, we've got a whole hell quartet. Hell orchestra. Down here, and I suppose I'm the conductor of fire. So as I said, yeah, this next band are another great band with a great sound. I think you'll like these as much as Same Gods. I know we're not really heavy tonight, but sometimes that's good, a little bit of difference. So this is Borderline Case and Taste the Blood. Case and Taste of Blood. I told you, I'm not wrong, am I? Another great band, another great sound, and they are going to be on the show more and more and more and more, because I will stalk them, I will hunt them down like the dog I am, the hellhound that I am. I will sniff them out every time they write a new song. Give me your songs, send me your songs so I can play them. No, I'm not really that bad. I'll probably say it once or twice, you know, send me your songs. Maybe not like that, because then they won't. Send me your songs. Send me your songs. And it still sounds pretty spooky, doesn't it, Bruce? What? Try it normal. Send me your songs. Send me your songs, borderline case. Yeah, that works. I'll do it in the mirror later. I'll do it in the mirror. I'll practice in the mirror. So where are we going next? Next, we're going to Free Mind Blight. And we played this gentleman last week, and he's become a friend of mine. We've done some correspondence. We've been doing some talking and stuff. And, he's just, like, multifunctional of all genres, really. Kind of sticks a bit of everything into his music, which is great. And it's very hard to do, to be honest. It's hard to bend and bridge all those genres together and come out with a great sound, and that's exactly what he's done. And he doesn't just limit himself to rock or the heavier side of things, you know, he's got a finger in many pies and many different, you know, genres and formats of music, which is also really good as an artist, because he can bridge and broach many fields. And that, across all platforms, is really good, because then as an artist you become more well-known by the people that are listening, because you are able to cross many platforms. And also when you're promoting and selling your songs, your music, it will also be on many platforms, which will algorithmically get you on many playlists. So I suggest to anybody out there that is listening, who's, you know, wanting to get into music and wanting to be an artist, a self-contained artist, that, you know, to get good in all fields would be really good for you. To be an artist of many genres would be excellent for you, and it would help you on all formats and all fronts, you know, to promote and to sell your music. So we're going to go to Free Mind Blight. This song is called Enemy Inside Me, and it's a great song. I love him, he's brilliant. Listen to this and enjoy it. Get a drink, sit down, relax, you know, just relax.
This passage of time hasn't been so kind to you, and now you feel that there's nothing real. Down, down you
a little bit of Free Mind Blight and Enemy Inside Me. I told you it was good. And that's not all he does. You know, you need to check him out because he does a little bit of everything. Everything. He's honestly awesome, an awesome guy, an awesome artist. And, you know, if you haven't checked him out, you need to. You can find him on Twitter as Free Mind Blight. And obviously he'll be on Spotify. You've got him on here. If you want to hit anybody up on here, go to SLE Music Radio and, you know, just ask. Find us on Twitter and just ask, you know, about the people on here, and we'll be able to inform you who was who and where they are and how to find them. All cool? Cool. That's what we like. We like, you know, straightforward, knowledgeable stuff that you can just pick up on and everything's cool. Cool? Cool. So where are we going next? Next we're going to a band called Atomic Caveman, and the song is called Penance. And another band that I found are kind of genre bending and have a little bit of everything going on in the music, which again is brilliant. Like I said, this week is a bit different from the first 2 weeks. First 2 weeks were like blow your brains out heavy. This week is a bit more, you know, heavy, but heavy in a different way. It might be heavy lyrics or heavy feelings, man, or, you know, heavy eyelids. Because this twinkly noise in the background will make you sleepy. Where we can hypnotize you, me and Bruce and Crazy Lady. And we'll say, you will buy our chicken. No, we're not selling chicken anymore, are we? Are we doing chicken? No? Forget that. Ooh, you will listen to our music. You will listen to the Demonic Hour and you will become demonic. And you won't buy our chicken, because we're not selling chicken anymore. Why aren't we doing the chicken anymore, Bruce? Mum said it was a bad idea. What? Demonic chicken? I mean, everyone would have had a bite of the demonic chicken, and they would have been all of a sudden very demonic, and they would have, you know, wanted to come to bad church. We don't have a bad church, but we should start a bad church. But they would have wanted to come and see the devil, and they would come down to hell and play on the glockenspiel and dance with the devils. Bruce has walked off. Yes, no, forget the chicken. We don't sell chicken anymore, and I can't hypnotize anyone. I've never hypnotized anyone in my life. So next up is Atomic Caveman and Penance. And you will enjoy this. You will enjoy this while you eat the demonic chicken. Demonic chicken. Enjoy the music. That goes Crazy Lady. I like that. That almost seems like we've rehearsed it. But buy the chicken. Buy my demonic chicken. And listen to the music. Buy the demonic chicken. Buy it. Bye and listen to the music. Atomic Caveman and Penance.
Take a stand. In will come the morning through her eyes. Comes a fire. Sky. Oh.
was that? Now you're all hypnotized and shit. You're in your front room dancing, swinging your hips and rocking your hair back and forth. I'm with my hair back and forth. Yep, head banging and stuff. Don't look at me like that. You've just been playing a glockenspiel. Yeah. So I told you, Atomic Caveman and Penance. And was you expecting that? Because I wasn't. Not when I first heard it. You know, Atomic Caveman, I thought this is going to be some kind of, you know, like space rock or something. Laser beams coming out of his balls whilst he's playing his guitar. But no, that was, for me, that was, well, that had a sort of a sense of Bowie to it as well. I always kind of, anything I like, I always link anything I like to Bowie. Oh, you're back, are you? The backing band's back. It's a bit late now, isn't it? You're well off key. Well, not off key. No, you're not off key. You're not out of tune. You're out of time. You're supposed to be there. Never mind. We'll get this shit together one day. We're making hell look really ridiculous, aren't we, really? Yeah. You walk away, Bruce. Walk away. So, like I was saying, yeah, very Bowie-ish and very original, really. I don't really, other than some link to the vocal, I would say, was for me, was a, took me to a bit of a Bowie sound. But the two bands we've just played, which were Free Mind Blight and Atomic Caveman, very, yeah, completely original for me, and I can't really put a finger on anything to remind me of, other than making that little remark about it being Bowie-ish. And I love now, after all these years, at nearly 42 years of age, to be able to find music that is still original and inspiring, really. And like I said, both these artists do branch off into all genres as well, which is great, because if you can do that, it's really good. You know, if you can carry a sound and an art form in many different formats, and also carry it in the rock format, is, by my opinion, one of the best things you can do. Because I like that. I like to be able to listen to all different sort of music from the same artist. You know, you don't just want heavy all the way through. You want to hear some of their other talents. I can't speak tonight, Bruce. I can't speak. You've numbed my tongue with that cheap Aldi whiskey that you bought me. So where are we going next? Next we're going to a band called Untitled Duality. And I hope you enjoy this band. I hope you enjoy this song. I think you will. I did. A great sound. You will enjoy this.
No color, united has no wall, United's in your kitchen. United's in your home. United's in your heart. United's in us all.
Sitting on my own, I can't believe that no one cares, and no one's even there.
Let's get united, let's all unite. No need to light it,
no need to fight.
Let's get united, let's all unite. No need to hide it,
let's make it right.
Let's get united,
let's all unite.
No need to light it,
no need to fight.
Let's get united,
let's all unite.
No need to hide it,
let's make it right.
Let's get united,
let's all unite.
Great, wasn't it? How good was that? Really good. Crazy Lady's gone off in a mood. Bruce drunk a tea. He's got a thing for tea. What can I say? He sees it, he drinks it. It's nothing personal, but Crazy Lady just lost the shit. Kicked the drum kit over. It's not even Bruce's drum kit. Bruce plays the piano. Oh, she's gone. So we might not see her again tonight. That's why it's gone silent. And, you know, Bruce is in a mood. He can't help it, he's addicted to tea. Crazy Lady's fucked off. Messed everything up. No backing band in hell now, so all you've got is my voice. Which I'm sure is really pleasant for you. Oh! Well, hello! We've got a squeeze box playing Worm. How you doing? Boris, we'll call him. Boris! Next up, we've got a great band, and once again, very gritty, punk style to this band. Not heavy, 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 not hardcore heavy, but great vocal in this as well, which is, it kind of, it does slide into the heavier side of music. The band are called Defiant. Sorry, Defiant, not the Defiant. Defiant, and the song is called Dust the Enemy. When I heard this, I was like, yeah, cool, this is going in the show. It's got real energy to it, it's got a right vibe to it. You'll enjoy this. This is Defiant. And Dust the Enemy.
I got my finger on the trigger and I'm ready to pull!
I just got the
was the Defiant and Dust the Enemy. How good was that? Once again, a great, 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 great sound. Oh, the violinists are back. You're not on time again. What on earth? It just fell down the stairs playing his violin. Sounded good though, didn't it? Yeah, Defiant and Dust the Enemy. For me, just brilliant. That American punk sound, that a gritty American punk sound. And that was, they got that to a T really, the Americans, with your punk sound. You had Green Day, No Effects, and then obviously and Defiant with Dust the Enemy. It's right up there, and it has that gritty vocal as well, which I really like. It reminded me of the Dropkick Murphys as well, that kind of dark, you know, that gravelly, and also the Wild Hearts as well, that gravelly vocal sound, which is really good for me. It's like that Motorhead sound where it all started, really. The King, Lemmy, and Motorhead. Absolutely brilliant. Defiant and Dust the Enemy. You're going to have to keep your ears peeled for that band. What are you playing? To me, it's a lullaby. This is hell. We're not doing sweetness. We're doing demonic. Oh, I see. You're trying to be scary. Oh, he's coming back up the stairs. Crazy lady. On time that time, weren't you? Hey? So, that has almost been an hour, a demonic hour, of course. With me, the devil, we've had Bruce, Crazy Lady, Jumanji, Boris the Worm on his squeeze box. He's a bit shy though, he didn't really do much. Hope you've enjoyed this show. I certainly enjoy making the show. Hope you enjoyed listening. And we're going to close the show out tonight with a band that I played last week. I closed last week's show with them, and they're really good. They're going somewhere. They've got a really good sound, a massive following. We're going to go to Hollywood Nightmare, and I hope you enjoy this song. They're going to play us out. I believe this song's called Controlled, and well, there's nothing else to say, really. Check out Hollywood Nightmare. You'll enjoy this. Hollywood Nightmare playing us out. And, you know, if you are enjoying the show, that's really good. I'd love it if you could, you know, tune in every week and make this show really popular. The more popular we get, the more people that, you know, review it, rate it, listen and like it, the more bands will get on. And the, you know, that he's coming back up the stairs. He's going to make it. No, it's fell down the same place. You know, the more people that listen, the further we can go. And please tune into SLE Music Radio and, you know, give the station some support as well. There's some great shows on and you should check them out. And, you know, Jay's a great guy. You can find SLE Music Radio on Twitter. You know, he'll always talk back, message him, ask him about music, ask him about songs, you know, send your music there as well. And tune into all the shows, have a listen. And also follow us on YouTube as well. So, from me, the devil, from hell, from Crazy Lady Bruce, Boris the Worm and Jumanji, we wish you a great 4th of July. We wish you a great night. You know, hope you're not too drunk. We shall see you next week. Good night. You will buy my demonic chicken. Demonic chicken. You will buy my demonic chicken. Yes, you will buy my demonic chicken.